Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. And also greetings to you for those online joining this conference as well. I'm very grateful to Sister Debbie to share with a very powerful testimony. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, the theme of this year's conference is See, I am doing a new thing based on Isaiah chapter 43. Not working. Ah, okay. So yesterday I spoke on the theme, A New Society, Transformation by the Gospel. And so today I will focus on a new conviction, the working of the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we will consider a new opportunity taking risks for God. Well, mission work is a missionary calling. We are aware that there is an unseen realm with very real spiritual enemies who seek to undermine God's work. Now, this enemy may come from outside, but also from within the church. And yet, it is the Holy Spirit who continues to guide, to protect, and lead God's people for God's purpose. Without the presence and the empowering of the Holy Spirit, our work will be totally in vain. So today we need to begin with Acts chapter 2, looking at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the early church. Let's go to slide 3. Okay. Now first, let's not focus on the remote now. Is it working now? Okay. All right. And I mentioned that we will study the book of Acts from Acts chapter 2. Now first, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature. Because we read in chapter 2, verse 2, that suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house. It came from heaven, not from us. So this event was accompanied by 3 supernatural signs. Now note this, a sound, a sight, an unusual speech. 3 signs. And first, there came from heaven a sound like the blowing of a violent wind. That's the first sign. Second, the sight, what seemed to be tongues of fire, appear to them. And third, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues. And again, it is important to remember that the coming of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature. Not by human effort, not at all. I think we must remember we cannot engineer God's work, cannot. It is according to God's timing, God's initiatives, and God's plan, God's way. And that's why Bishop Hua Yong from the Methodist Church from Malaysia wrote extensively about the danger of what he called managerial missiology.
所以咧，我哋咧就睇到咧巡理会嘅会督咧，阿华勇，佢有好明确咁样讲到管理宣教学嘅一啲嘅危机，嘅去警惕我哋关于管理宣教学。
What is managerial missiology? Basically, we define success in terms of numerical terms.
咁管理宣教。咁管理宣教學係咩咧？佢咧就係用數字嚟定義我哋宣教嘅成功。
There's a wrong assumption, meaning that you know, once we have all the resources, we can produce spiritual outcome. That was the assumption.
佢係一個好錯誤嘅觀念，就係只要我哋有足夠嘅資源咧，我哋就可以去有好多屬靈嘅果效，有好好嘅屬靈果效。
Bishop Huayong challenges this thinking that.He says we need to break away from managerial missiology. We need to what he called rediscover the work of the Holy Spirit.
咁懷呢位嘅會督咧，佢咧就話啦，我哋要去擺脱呢一種嘅管理模式嘅宣教思維。
Often the work of the Holy Spirit is at the margins, not at the center. Margins.
我哋會發現咧，其實咧，聖靈嘅工作咧係喺邊緣，而唔係喺個中心去做。
Big church, plenty of resources, but margins, we ignore them. But God often works from the margins.
好多時候我哋覺得宣教嘅中心咧就係大教會啦，但係其實聖靈嘅工作就係喺邊緣嗰度去進行緊。
As I mentioned before, the work of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature.
聖靈嘅工作係超自然嘅。
It is God's initiatives, God's plan, God's timing, which I've said already.
是根据上帝的时间、上帝的工作去做的，上帝的方法去做。
One key question I ask myself.
咁有一个好重要嘅问题，就我自己会问我自己嘅一个问题。
On the work of the Holy Spirit.
咁就话啦，你好着重呢个圣灵嘅工作。
Does it mean that Grace Church no longer need careful planning, setting mission goals, or even setting mission budgets?
咁系咪即系话华恩堂？是不是華恩堂不再需要去策劃啊，去有一個嘅呢個宣教工作嘅一個預算呢
？So we just simply rely on the Holy Spirit. That's enough. Is that true？
我哋就緊跟隨住聖靈嘅帶領啦，就得啦。
Definitely no. That's not true.
咁我嘅回覆一定係唔係嘅？我哋一定唔係淨係咁樣。
Question here.
但係我哋要好小心。
We must be careful not to fall into the danger of just.Excelling in all our mission plans, even in our mission budget, but becoming numb.
我哋唔好去。
That is the danger.
我哋唔好咧去着重于我哋自己嘅策划啦，我哋嘅自己嘅宣教嘅呢个嘅筹划啦，而对圣灵嘅带领去变成麻木。
I pray for myself. I pray for Grace Church.
我为自己为你哋祈祷，我哋可以继
续。Be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit。
让我哋继续去敏感于圣灵嘅带领。
Now what does that mean？
咁呢个系咩意思咧
？At times the Spirit may lead us that is gracious to support mission work that is difficult, unpopular, and even may not bear fruit immediately in the early stages。Such work calls for patience and endurance.
可能有阵时圣灵嘅带领咧，系要我哋去支持一啲困难啦，唔系好受欢迎嘅一啲嘅宣教事工，甚至系可能喺初期嘅时候系冇乜果效嘅一啲嘅事工。呢啲嘅事工系需要我哋有忍耐。
Over the past 50 years, we have seen the work of the Holy Spirit in many parts of Asia, actually.
过去五十年，我哋见到圣灵嘅带领咧，系圣灵嘅工作系带嚟好多嘅。喺好多地方帶嚟復興，
particularly in East Malaysia in the last 30 years, Malaysia.
尤其咧就係喺東馬嗰度咧，其實係有好大嘅屬靈復興。
Among indigenous people in East Malaysia,
有好多嘅小村落啦。
Hundreds of thousands of people, villages after villages, came to know the Lord.
幾百幾千人，佢哋一個個。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit。
幾百幾千個一個村咁樣去嚟認識上帝，可能我哋唔知道，但係呢件事情 確實喺度發生緊。
Not only that the work of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, but the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is universal in extent.
但係咧，我哋咧除咗聖靈嘅降臨咧係超自然之外咧，亦都係有普世性嘅影響。
The sound came back. That's good. Yeah. Now, as you come to chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "There staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven."
咁咧，我哋喺第二章第五节嗰度咧，就见到咧，那时有虔诚嘅犹太人从天下各国嚟，住在耶路撒冷。
In verse 7, it says, "Utterly amazed, they ask, 'Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that each of us hears them speak in our own native language?'"
咁佢都咁喺第七節就講到啦，都好驚訝稀奇，話看下呢這説話的都不是加利利人嗎？我哋各人點解會聽得明佢哋所講嘅嘢？
I'll spare my brother not to name all those in Chinese, but let me read those all the names of these places: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamia, Judea.Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and other parts of Libya near Cyrene. No need to translate. That's all right. They all came from different places altogether.
They are from many different countries.
In verse 12, amazed and perplexed, they ask each other, "What does that mean? What does that mean?" They all understand each other. Why?
佢哋好稀奇咁樣問對方：，點解我哋會明白到我哋彼此嘅傾談
？Now I give you a long list just now, but to understand the context, we must understand the composition of this crowd in Jerusalem.
咁我哋首先要去了解咧呢班喺耶路撒冷聚居嘅呢班人。
知道，在這邊在耶路撒冷這群人。
Dr. Luke did not give you a random list. No, it was very systematic.
这个不是一个零零散散的一班人，不是随便写一系列的国家。
If you read the names, you can see that it goes through the map from the east to the west, from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. That's how it goes through.
咁如果你睇呢个地图嘅话咧，你就会见到咧系从东边到西边咁样去出嚟嘅。
So from the east, Mesopotamia, meaning Parthians, Medes, Elamites.
就系从东边啦。嘅一啲國家講到佢哋。
And the second group, verse 9 to 10, is what we call now modern-day Turkey. Verse 9 to 10.
咁九到十一節，九到十節嗰度咧，就係我哋而家所熟悉嘅土耳其嘅一啲嘅地方。
In verse 10 is North Africa, where you see here, where the northern part here on the map.
就喺第十節嘅下半段咧，就講到北非嘅。
And the fourth group is verse 10, that is Rome.Across Mediterranean, so Luke went from the east to the west. The map.
咁喺第十到第十一节咧，就系讲到地中海嘅一啲嘅地方。
另一边，我话系咪？所以，
And there's a fifth group, which is you can see in the south. That is the Arabs, the Cretans on the south. We can see on the map.
咁亦都咧有第五组咧，就系啲格利底同埋阿拉伯人。
So what happened at Pentecost? What happened at Pentecost?
喺五旬節係發生咗咩事情咧
？This was the international multilingual group gathered around the 120 local believers. That's what happened.
呢個係嚟自各國嘅一個多元文化嘅一個羣體，佢哋係聚居喺嗰一百二十個當地嘅信徒當中。
And yet they could hear the local people, Galileans, speaking in their language. Totally amazed.
但係咧，佢哋竟然咧可以係聽到咧呢啲加利利人佢哋嘅語言咧，係聽得係用佢哋自己嘅語言去聽得明。
This is really ironical because you know what? The Galileans are known not to be good in language at all.
呢個係一件好稀奇嘅事情，因為加利利人咧佢哋嘅語言嘅能力咧唔係好強嘅啫。
According to historians, they say the Galileans they swallow their syllables and they cannot pronounce sounds properly. So.People look down on them and say, these are the people who can't speak well. And yet, now, they could speak everyone's language, the native languages.
Because we know that 嘅講嘢咧，佢哋去咬字啊，呢啲咧都唔係好清楚嘅。好多時候佢哋咧都會即係有懶音啦，可能會即係其他人都聽唔明嘅，佢哋竟然可以聽得明。
Remarkable moment in history, remarkable。
所以咧喺《使徒行傳》第二章咧係一件好奇妙、
The coming of the Holy Spirit signifies the birth of a new humanity. Now, this multiracial, multinational nature of the kingdom of Christ demonstrates a new era has come. A new era.
咁呢个咧，圣灵嘅降临咧，就象征住一个跨族群啦、跨国界啦、新时代、新人类已经来临。
This new era was brought about by the coming of Christ.
要彰显神嘅国度。
And yesterday, if you heard me already, I mentioned Christ came and destroyed the barrier, bringing us together and bringing us reconciled to God. Christ has destroyed the barrier.
Because we know that Christ has already destroyed the barrier between us and the barrier.
So I pray, Lord, for Grace Church, may God enlarge our horizons, transform our old way of thinking.
So we hope that we continue to ask God to expand our perspective, to change our old thinking.
We may still be very ethnocentric, may I say.
Many times we are still very ethnocentric, may I say.
Or even still more Singapore-centric, maybe.
Or think that we are still very Singapore-centric.
But this new era that has arrived is Christ has brought everybody together, cross cultural barriers and national barriers.
但呢个新嘅世代咧，就系新嘅时代咧，就系有耶稣嘅降临，我哋系要跨国际咁样去。
Now, not only the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, not only it is universal in extent, but also it is helping us to understand God's purpose, enable us to understand God's purpose.
另外咧，圣灵嘅临在咧，就系让我哋去明白神嘅心意。
People thought that they were drunk, you know, they were speaking in tongues. Oh, these people must be drunk.
当时咧，因为佢哋啲人咧听到佢哋喺度说别国嘅方言，佢哋就以为佢哋咧饮醉咗。
He quoted from the Old Testament the prophet Joel.
但系彼得就解释唔系，佢哋唔系饮醉咗就。去讲到约珥书里面所讲嘅。
And from the book of Joel, he says, God will pour out his spirit on his people, the sons and daughters, young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams upon even the servants, men and women.
他就讲到啦，我要将我嘅灵浇灌凡有血气嘅，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，你少年人也要见到异象。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌喺我嘅仆人同子女上。
What Peter is saying is extremely important.
咁呢度我哋见到咧，彼得所讲嘅嘢咧系非常重要嘅。
He quoted from Prophet Joel.
佢就讲到约珥书里面所讲。
What he's saying is this.
佢所讲嘅咧就系。
Regardless of their outward status.
无论佢哋嘅身份，佢哋外在嘅身份，男或女
，young or old，
年纪。
Rank or status,
或者系年长
，rank or status,
无论系社会阶层系高定低
，high or low,
无论系高定系低
，educated or uneducated,
受过教育还是
rich or poor,
富有还是贫穷
，powerful or powerless,
系有权力嘅定系
，all can come to know God, all everyone
都可以嚟认识上帝。
I give you an example.Now this is the picture of John Getty.
呢个就系约翰。
Now you say who's John Getty?
咁呢个人系边个咧
？Who is he? He was a Scottish missionary who worked in this very little island called the New Hebrides, now called Vanuatu, in the Pacific Islands.
咁咧，佢系一个苏格兰嘅一个嘅宣教士啦。咁佢就喺而家我哋认识嘅阿努阿图
And when he landed on the island, it was 1848.
咁佢去嗰度嘅时候咧，就系1848年。
The community was known for violence and cannibalism. They eat people.
当时咧，呢个佢哋嘅社群咧系 出名咧係好暴力啦，係會食人，係一個食人族嚟嘅。
He served there 24 years. He died.
咁佢喺嗰度咧侍奉24年之後，佢過咗身。
He established a church.
佢喺嗰度建立教會。
Even in that church, there's a stone, a tablet remembering him.
咁當時咧，嗰度有個石碑咧，就係刻住就為咗佢而。
And on the tablet it says.
咁喺嗰個石碑上就咁樣寫啦。
When he landed in 1848, there were no Christians. But when he left, there were no heathen.
佢嚟嘅時候係冇基督徒，佢離開嘅時候係冇異教徒。
You can see here, lives are transformed, regardless whether they are educated or not.
所以我哋係見到生命，人嘅生命係受到轉變，係被改變。
So what have we seen so far in Acts 2, Acts chapter 2?
所以我哋喺《使徒行傳》第二章嗰度見到。
The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is supernatural in nature, is universal in extent, and empowering us in understanding. Lives are transformed.
是超自然的，是有普世的意义，同埋佢是改变人的生命的。圣灵的临在是改变人的生命的。
But you may say, why did God pour out the Holy Spirit to his people? What is the purpose?
咁可能你就會問啦，點解上帝咧要將聖靈去留在佢嘅子民當中？
And there is a special purpose.
係有一個目的嘅，係一個特別嘅目的嘅。
Actually, if you read the early church history in Acts, God was preparing the church to face various challenges and threats.
如果你睇翻教會嘅歷史嘅話咧，我哋就知道咧，上帝喺度預備緊初期嘅教會去面對唔同嘅挑戰啦，同埋一啲嘅威脅。
Both internal threats, external threats.
就係內在同埋。
God is preparing the church to face that.
就係內在同埋外在嘅一啲嘅挑戰同埋威脅。
And it's just as applicable to today. It's not just in the early church, but even today.
唔單止係對當時嘅教會係有意義啦，而係對我哋而家我哋都係面對緊呢啲嘅挑戰嘅。
To six to look at how the Holy Spirit prepared the church to face those threats.
所以我哋可以继续去睇咧《使徒行传》第四至第六章。
There are three kinds of threats in Acts 4, 5, and 6.
咁我哋咧喺第四、第五、第六章咧都会见到有三种唔同嘅考验嘅。
Persecution.
第一就系逼迫嘅考验。
Second, the threat of hypocrisy.
第二就系诚信嘅考验。
And third, the threat of disunity.
第三就係合一嘅考驗。
And of course, you notice that in Acts 4, Peter was standing before the rulers and authorities.
咁我哋見到咧喺第四章咧，彼得咧就係喺啲權威人士面前。
He made this remarkable statement. He says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved."
當時咧，佢就宣告除佢以外，別無拯救，因為在天上、天下人間沒有賜下別的名，我哋可以靠著得救。
The rulers were very unhappy.
咁咧，當時嘅領袖咧，佢哋好唔開心。
They think, who is this guy?
佢哋就覺得，呢個係邊個
？Who is this guy?
呢個係邊個嚟
？And actually, in the Bible, if you read Acts chapter 4, they say they recognize him as.Unschooled in English, meaning uneducated. This guy is uneducated. What does he know about God? He knows nothing about God.
咁我哋睇翻经文咧，我哋就知道咧，佢哋系觉得呢个人咧系冇受过教育嘅。
教育的人到底
点解佢会咁样讲嘢咧？如果佢系冇受过教育。
So you read chapter 4 verse 10, they say you cannot preach the name of Christ. They stop him.
佢哋咧就觉得咧，佢唔可以去传扬宣讲。
And Peter, a completely changed man, he said, "Is it right to listen to you or listen to God?" He challenged them.
咁咧，當時嘅彼得咧就去挑戰佢哋啦。我係應該聽你哋所講嘅，定係聽神所講嘅
？Actually, if you look back into church history in the last 2,000 years,
如果我哋睇翻教會歷史，過去2000年嘅教會歷史
，God often used the unschooled, uneducated to bring the gospel to different parts of the world. That's always God's work.
很多时候上帝就是用一些没有受过高等教育的人去做他的工作。
Now, I belong to the mission called OMF, in the past called China Inland Mission.
咁咧，我咧就系喺 OMF 嗰度去侍奉啦。咁过往咧，佢哋就系叫做中国内地会。
I know that many friends here knew about China Inner Mission。
都知道大家都好熟悉中国内地会。
有很多朋友在我们当中哈。So in 1866, you know, in the early days of the China Inner Mission, it was very difficult to send missionaries。
咁喺1866年嘅时候咧，其实咧要去差遣宣教士去。
Because the journey from Liverpool, England to China takes 7 months to travel on a boat. 7 months on a boat.
因为要从英国咧去到中国咧，其实坐船咧要坐7个月咁耐嘅。
It's very hard.
系一个好艰辛嘅旅程。
One young man applied by the name of George Stott.
咁当时咧就有一个年轻人咧，佢咧就去申请啦，就叫做George Stott.
But he got interviewed 3 times. He failed the test. People didn't let him go.
佢咧就申請咗3次，但係咧就一路咧被人被呢個委員會咧去拒絕。
So he appealed to Hudson Taylor. He said, "Please let me speak to Hudson Taylor."
咁咧佢咧就同戴德生講：你俾我，你佢就同委員會講：你俾我同戴德生直接講啦。
When Hudson Taylor met him, he said the same thing. He said, "Brother George, stay back in England. Just pray for China. You cannot go."
但係咧戴德生見到佢嘅時候咧，都係同佢講：你冇緊要啦 ，brother。George 弟兄，你留喺英國去為中國切切祈禱。
Because when he walked into the room, people were shocked. He only had one leg. He walked with a crutch. He only had one leg.
點解會咁咧？因為咧，佢細個嘅時候咧，佢因為佢行入去嗰個面試嗰度咧，佢就大家就會見到佢原來佢得一隻腳嘅啫。
His left foot got infected. The doctor has to amputate the leg. So he walked into the interview room with only one leg.
因为佢后生嘅时候咧，佢曾经咧系佢只脚系受伤啦，咁然后咧发炎，所以结果咧佢系要被截肢。
This is what he said to Hudson Taylor。
咁当时嘅呢位George 弟兄咧就同戴德生咁讲。
He said there are many people in England with two legs。
戴德生先生，英国咧有好多人系有两只脚。
They're not willing to go to China。
但系佢哋唔愿意去中国。
Please allow me to go with one leg。
虽然我得一只脚，求你让我去中国啦，带着我一只脚去中国啦。
To the place called 温州。
当时嘅戴德生
，colleagues here in 温州 sitting there today。
当时嘅戴德生咧就好感动，佢就差派呢位弟兄去到温州。
God sent the unschooled, unequipped, unqualified.
神就系用呢啲。
To do His mission work.
神就用呢啲所谓嘅冇受过高等教育咧，系唔合资格嘅一啲人去做佢嘅工作。
God does not call the qualified, God qualifies the called。
神唔系去呼召嗰啲合资格嘅人，而系将受呼召嘅去让佢哋有资格去做神嘅工作。咁我哋翻到去《使徒行传》第四章。
Peter and John were locked up in prison, and they were released afterwards.
咁咧，当时嘅彼得同埋约翰咧，佢哋就坐紧监，咁之后咧，佢哋就被释放。
And the whole church came and prayed together for him and for themselves. They prayed. In chapter 4 is the most remarkable prayer life of the early church.
当时咧，佢哋成个佢哋嘅教会咧就一齐嚟聚集埋一齐为佢哋自己去祈祷，为彼得。约翰同埋佢哋自己去祈祷。
We don't have a lot of time today, but when you go home, please read the prayer very carefully.
今日我哋冇乜时间，但系我都好鼓励大家可以翻到屋企咧，继续去读呢个《使徒行传》第四章嘅呢个祷告，系一个好有能力嘅一个祷告。
What can we learn from their prayer life? How did they pray?
我哋可以从佢哋嘅祷告当中有咩学习咧
？First of all, they were united in prayer, unity.
佢哋咧系同心合意咁样去向神祷告。
Now the word "together" in English is very important. It's in Greek "hymothymodon." That's a Greek word.
咁咧呢个同心合意咧喺希腊文咧系一个好重要嘅一个词。
This word 12 times in the New Testament. 12 times.
呢个字喺新约圣经里面系出现过12次。
Out of 12 times, 11 times in the Book of Acts. 11 times. So Luke really likes this word.
十二次当中咧，有11次咧系出现喺《使徒行传》，睇得出咧，路加系好中意用呢个嘅词语。点解咧
？The church is united, facing threat together. United in prayer, unity.
因为我哋见到咧，教会咧系同心合意去面对佢哋外在所面对嘅挑战。
Secondly, they also are a confident community, confident in God.
他们也是一个很有信心的一个群体。
The all sovereign Lord, you make the heavens and the sea and everything in them.
他们说主啊，你是造天造地海和其中万物的。
They are confident in God's sovereign rule.
他们很对神的创造，对神的掌权是很有信心的。
What were they confident about?
他们究竟是为什么会有这份的信心呢？
Three things about God, verse 24, verse 25, verse 28.
因为我们在24、25和28节都见到。
You are the God of creation, you created the world.
就讲到他是创造天地万物的神。
You are the God of revelation, you spoke through history.
他是启示的主，他是掌管历史的主。
You're the God of history. Nothing surprises you. You allow what has happened.
所有发生的事情都是在他的旨意当中的。
I know of a pastor today still in prison today because he preached the gospel. Even today, he's been locked up for a few months already.
咁我认识一位嘅牧传道啦，咁佢咧仍然咧系坐紧监嘅。
Even today, he's still in prison.
到而家为止，都仲系坐紧监。
You know, the wife and say, "Well, how are you feeling?"
咁咧，啲人有啲弟兄姊妹咧就问佢太太：，你有咩感觉啊
？This is what she said. I listened to her talk when she shared.
咁咧，佢就系咁样分享到。
She say, "Fear is real."
是恐惧是很真实的。
Fear is contagious.
担心 是会传染的。
But the joy of the Lord is even more contagious.
但是从神而来的那份的喜乐是更加可以受到感染，是可以感染大家。
In prison that he may be filled with the joy of the Lord, and that joy will spread in prison. That was her request for prayer.
我期盼大家可以为我先生去祷告，让他可以充满从神而来的喜乐，而这一份的喜乐也可以在监狱当中去传、去分开、去传播开来。
You might have seen this picture before shown in 2015.
可能你在2015年的时候都有见过这一张的照
片。20 Egyptian Coptic Christians were killed by the extremists.
当时有20位的埃及特普基督徒咧，佢哋咧就被恐怖分子去杀害。
And even before they were killed, people could see from their lips they were praying and praising God.
咁咧喺佢哋被枪杀之前咧，佢哋咧就见到咧呢啲嘅基督徒，佢哋系喺度祈紧祷赞美神嘅。
Their faith led to a revival across the churches in the Middle East, influenced millions of people.
佢哋呢一份嘅信心咧，喺中东地区咧就真系分享开嚟，让更多嘅人去认识神，佢愿意去嚟到神嘅面前。
But they are waiting community. They are willing to wait. Consider their friends.
另外，我哋可以喺呢段嘅经文当中咧，见到咧初期教会佢哋系一个等候嘅群体。
Waiting meaning acknowledge our own inadequacies. You know, we are weak. Acknowledging before God. Waiting involves our willingness to count the cost.
等候的意思呢，也都是讲到呢，他们愿意去看到他们自己的软弱，他们愿意去承认他们的软弱。
In the early 1900s, a jail officer was serving God among the Lisu people. Some of you might come from Thailand or China. You know the Lisu people.
在1910年的时候呢，有一位宣教士呢， Fraser, 他就在
For 10 years, he didn't see any food. He was very frustrated. He always wanted to give up.
他在那里侍奉十年，但是没什么果效。
So he wrote letters back home and say, ask the church and say, pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the Lisu people. Outpouring.
当时的他就写信回去的母会，就求他的，就希望他的母会继续为他的侍奉去祈祷，去让神。
Lisu people are known for one thing, they always get drunk. They drink too much alcohol. They always get drunk, always.
去让神咧，让圣灵喺佢哋当中去临在。
And after the church pray, after a few years, 60,000 Lisu people came to know the Lord. 60,000.
咁当时咧，佢哋去，咁当时我哋知道咧， 这个群族他们是很喜欢去喝酒的，成日都会喝醉的。
Spread the gospel to other places as well.
当 Fraser 去为他叫他的教会去为这些人祈祷的时候，就有六万人去认识神。
When they became Christians, they threw away all their alcohol.
咁咧，当呢个族群咧，佢哋变，佢哋回转归向神嘅时候咧，佢哋就唔再饮酒啦。
Drank all the alcohol, and the pigs got drunk. They say.
佢哋就将佢哋所有嘅酒咧就掉咗佢，结果咧系村里面啲猪咧就饮醉晒。
You don't believe me? You can find the record. You know, he wrote about that. Actually, you can see that in the books.
如果你唔相信嘅话咧，你可以去睇下 Fraser 写嘅书。
And Charles Spurgeon said this.Asking, that is waiting, is the rule of the kingdom.
另外咧，斯布珍咧亦都有讲到咧，祈求咧就系上帝，就系等候神。
Fourth thing is that they are proclaiming community. They ask God, give us courage, even under threat, to proclaim the gospel.
另外咧，我哋咧亦都喺初期教会嗰度当中见到咧，佢哋系一个宣道嘅群体。
They were asking God to give them boldness.
我哋见到佢哋系向神祈求，俾我有大大放胆去讲你嘅道。
Doesn't mind me saying, she's not tall, she's quite short.
咁我认识一位嘅姊妹咧，佢唔系一个好高嘅姊妹。
But she worked in a restricted country, not allowed to share the gospel openly.
咁当时嘅佢咧就系喺一个创启地区嗰度咧去工作嘅，就唔可以好去分享福音。佢系。
Normally on Sunday she's off work and she would go cycling through the villages doing her exercise cycling.
咁星期日嘅时候，当佢唔使翻工嘅时候，佢就会踩住佢嘅单车咧，就喺唔同嘅村落嗰度去踩单车。
Every Sunday she would wear a different T-shirt.
咁每个星期日咧，佢就会着一件唔同嘅 T-shirt.
On a different T-shirt every time.There's a different Bible verse at the back of her T-shirt. Bible verse.
咁佢件 T-shirt 咧，每次咧都系咧有唔同嘅经文印咗喺背后。
And so when she went to the village, people say, "What's that?" They ask her about what does that mean.
咁当啲人见到佢踩住单车嘅时候咧，就会问佢：，你件衫上面写紧乜嘢啊
？Many opportunities to share about the gospel. That is wonderful.
就系咁样咧，上帝咧就开启咗好多唔同嘅机会俾佢去分享福音。
The courage to share the gospel with creativity.
俾佢有創意、有勇氣咁樣去分享福音。
But not only that, they are healing community because they say, "Stretch out your hands to heal, to bring healing to a broken world." There is healing.
另外咧，佢哋都係一個醫治嘅群體，去伸出佢哋嘅手去醫治疾病，去讓呢個世代去見到，去得到醫治。
We are called to be a healing community.
我哋係被呼召做一個醫治嘅群體。
And finally, in verse 31, chapter 2, as they prayed, the whole place was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. The whole place was filled with the Holy Spirit.
另外，我哋喺第三十一章咧，亦都见到咧，佢哋系一个圣灵充满嘅群体。
The early church is a praying church.
初期嘅教会系一个祷告嘅群体，系一个祷告嘅教会。
I pray the same that Grace Church will be.Has been a praying church as well.
我亦都期盼华恩堂以前而家都仍然系一间充满祷告嘅教会。
What God can do, we cannot dictate.
我哋唔可以控制去叫神去做某啲嘅工作。
But if you really want revival to happen, prayer is indispensable.
但系如果我哋真系要见到复兴嘅话，我哋一定要切切咁样去祈祷。
Now, Dixon Edward Holmes was one of the CIM missionaries. This is what he said.
咁何思德牧师咧，佢系中国内地会嘅一个嘅牧师。
Unless we are constantly and faithfully wrestling in the heavenlies against the power of darkness, there's a real danger of us becoming involved in wrestling with our colleagues.
除非我哋常常在祷告里与属黑暗嘅掌权者争战，否则我哋很容易用尽我哋所有嘅时间，常常与弟兄姊妹争战。
What he's saying is this: choose your battle properly.
所以佢所讲嘅咧，就系我哋要去选择，我哋要同乜嘢人、乜嘢事情去争战。
Too often our battle has been fighting against each other rather than fighting against the dark forces in heaven. You chose the wrong battle.
很多时候我们可能是选择去跟弟兄姊妹去争战，而不是去跟黑暗的势力去争战。我们拣错了人。
So the early church in summary is a praying, confident, waiting, proclaiming, healing, and spirit-filled community.
初期的教会是一个合一、祷告、等候、宣讲、医治和圣灵充满的教会。
I pray very much that Grace Church will be that kind of church as well.
我也很希望华恩堂是可以成为这样的一间教会。
So we must come to the second threat, that is the threat of hypocrisy.
另外我们就会讲到诚信的考验。
Now, we know the story about this Ananias and Sapphira.
我们都很熟悉这个
They are quite wealthy. They sold a piece of land, and with the wife's full knowledge, they kept back part of the money, and yet donated the rest to the church, which is good, right?
就讲到亚拿尼亚同埋佢太太咧，佢哋咧就卖咗田产啦，咁然后咧就就将钱咧就俾咗教会。
Now, mind you, they make an offering to the church.
是他们是将钱是奉献了给教会。
It's not as if they didn't do anything, they gave to the church.
他们是将这笔钱奉献了给教会。
And Peter said, You lie to God, you lie to the Holy Spirit. Peter criticized him.
但是彼得就跟亚拿尼亚说，你欺哄了圣灵。
And you read there, those of you can read Chinese verse 11, what happens?
那我们在第十
Fear,seized the whole church. Great fear. The whole church became fearful. That was the result of that, what happened. Because they all died. The two, the husband and wife died.
咁喺第十一节嗰度咧，我哋就见到咧，全教会和听见者话这事情的人都甚惧怕，因为佢哋听到咧呢对夫妇咧，佢哋咧就因为呢件事情而死咗。
Actually, the word fear, this is the second time happens in the book of Acts.
咁惧怕呢个词咧，就喺《使徒行传》第二章已经出现。
First time is in chapter 2. Everyone was filled with fear in chapter 2, verse 43. The fear of God, reverence for God, that's in chapter 2.
咁就喺第二章第四十三节嗰度就讲到，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了很多奇事神迹。
But chapter 5, the fear is due to judgment of God.
但系第五章里面嘅呢个嘅惧怕咧，就系因为佢哋惊神会审判佢哋。
But you say, what was wrong, Peter? Why are you criticizing them? They gave to the church, didn't they?
咁我哋可能会问，诶，点解彼得要咁样去批评亚拿尼亚咧
？And Peter said that before you sold the land, it belonged to you. After you sold the money also belonged to you. There was no obligation at all to give to the church. No obligation.
咁咧，彼得就话咧，其实卖地同埋卖地之后咧，啲钱都系你嘅。其实你系冇义务一定要将所有嘅钱都俾晒教会。
So what is the problem?
咁问题系出现喺边度咧
？The English word translation is not so clear. They kept back part of the money. That is in English.
咁咧，我哋喺英文咧就见到咧，佢哋系留下几分嘅钱嘅，一部分嘅钱。
But in the Greek, it's different. It's embezzlement. That is the word. Embezzle the money.
在原文那裡就其實是用到比較像是偷空虧空公款的一個詞。
So that's what Peter is saying.
所以彼得就是說到他們是虧空公
款。 But what does that mean? It means that they probably had to make a prior arrangement with the church and say, we will give all the money, but yet in the end they didn't. They kept back some of the money and gave the rest.
可能他們當時就已經跟教會說好了，他們會將全份的錢都給教會，但是他們結果是都保留了一部分。
The problem is deception. Deception.
这里所面对的问题就是一份的欺哄，是欺骗、
欺诈。Their motive was not to care for the poor, but actually to elevate their own status, to fatten their own ego.
因为他们的动机是错了的，他们不是要去捐给穷人、捐给教会，而是要去让他们自己的身份是有提高、提升。
They lie because before people, they are godly and they are good. They gave everything, but actually inside they haven't.
因为人前佢哋系一个好虔诚啦，好愿意为教会去侍奉嘅一对夫妇，但系其实里面系掏空咗嘅。
You see, in church history, persecution has never killed the church. has never.
咁逼巴咧从来冇毁坏教会。
教会时呢，逼迫从来没有毁灭过教会。
But hypocrisy can kill the church.
但系虚伪系会让教会有名无实。
It is far more destructive than persecution.
虚伪系更加去拆毁教会嘅一件事情。
So of course the devil's tactic, the first tactic is to attack the church from outside through persecution, but that failed. The second tactic is to corrupt the church.
所以咧，撒旦咧，佢用嘅方法咧就系从外啦，就系会有逼迫啦。但系咧，如果呢样唔得嘅话咧，就系喺教会里面就会面对虚伪，
败坏教会，
系会系败坏教会嘅。
I want to ask this question. Perhaps you have made promises to God in the past as well. You or I have made promises to God.
可能我同你都有对上帝有一啲嘅应许，
一啲嘅。And we may appear godly, spiritual, and sacrificial.
可能我哋都应承过神，我哋会愿意去做一啲嘢，我哋都好虔诚，睇落好虔诚。
And yet deep down, you know you have not fulfilled your promise before God.
但系可能我哋喺心里面都知道我哋系冇完成我哋所应。去应承神要做嘅嘢。
And I want to quote one statement made by Reverend Chan Fong last week in a preaching.
咁咧，我都想用翻上个礼拜咧，陈方牧师佢喺讲道嗰度用到嘅一句说话。
交差就算啦，做门面功夫。That was what he said. You know what I say?
交差就算啦。
Casual giving, just superficial giving.
这种奉献，
I apologize because I just use Cantonese now for my brother. May Grace Church be a church that fears God. That was in chapter 5. You know, I hope that not only wait until two people die, then they fear God. We fear God without people dying. That would be even better, I think.
我都好希望咧，华恩堂咧成为一间系敬畏上帝嘅教会，唔系要等到有人系因为欺哄圣灵啦而死嘅时候，我哋先去敬畏上帝。最后我想同大家分享最后呢个嘅一嘅考验。
But this is important. The third is the threat of disunity.
就系第三个考验咧，就系合一嘅考验。
Now you know the story of this that the church grew.And then there was this dispute between two groups of people.
咁我哋知道咧，初期教会咧就继续去增长啦。咁咧就有两班嘅唔同嘅人咧，佢哋咧就有争拗。
And as you read here, and there were two groups. One is Hellenistic Jews, and then also the Hebraic Jews as well.
这里有两组人。
咁咧就有講到咧，有講希利尼話嘅猶太人同埋希伯來人。
Different cultures, different languages.
咁佢哋係兩班好唔同嘅唔同文化嘅人。
And yet, the church faced this dispute.
但係咧，當時嘅教會咧就面對佢哋兩班人兩個群體佢哋嘅爭拗。
They did not decide themselves. They called the people together and solved the problem together.
佢咧就將呢兩班嘅人咧一齊聚埋一齊去解決佢哋所面對嘅問題。
Now note this, they say, choose seven men who are also filled with the Holy Spirit. Again here, the word here, filled with the Holy Spirit.
就講到啦，所以弟兄們當從你們中間揀出七個有好名聲、被聖靈充滿、智慧充滿嘅人。
This word diaconia.Because it's interesting, they say we will devote ourselves to the ministry of the word and prayer. That's diaconia, 服侍。
就讲到呢个字 diaconia， 就系一个服侍嘅呢个意思。
And yet, those who serve the tables, the same word was used diaconia.
但系咧喺供应侍奉上咧，亦都系用呢个字 diaconia。
So what does that mean? It means that there's no superiority. Not that you're praying, you're sharing the word that is superior to those who are serving the tables. They are equal.
就是讲到咧，无论你系喺度传讲神嘅话语咧，宣告神嘅话语咧，定系喺度供应台上面嘅食物咧，你嘅侍奉系一样嘅。而重点咧就系唔好去迷失咗上帝要你做嘅。
Important as Grace Church is supporting integral mission. Integral mission.
所以呢个系一个好重要一个宣教嘅一个观念。
Some are serving God in open countries, direct church planting, direct evangelism.
有啲宣教士，佢哋可能系一啲比较开放嘅一啲国家嗰度去侍奉啦，可以直接去参与差。
Some are serving in restricted countries in professional work through professional service.
有啲嘅宣教士，佢哋可能系一啲比较封闭嘅国家，佢喺度侍奉，系要需要营商宣教。
Both are in diaconia serving God.
两种嘅宣教模式咧，形都系好重要嘅，都系 diaconia。
And I want to quote here.The Cape Town Commitment in 2010.
咁我都想同大家分享咧，喺2010年嘅呢个海普顿嘅呢个承诺。
If we ignore the world, we betray the word of God. If we ignore the word of God, we have nothing to bring to the world. It's integral mission.
若果我哋忽略世界，我哋就对神嘅话语不忠。若果我哋忽略咗神嘅话语，我哋就没有任何信息给世界。
若我们忽略了神的话语，就没有任何的信息给世界。I just want to share with you finally a story.
咁想同大家分享一个嘅故事。
Just a few years ago, a very wonderful movement, a church movement in one of the cities in Asia.
就想同大家分享一个喺亚洲嘅一
教会嘅。
教会里面嘅一个故事。
And the churches encourage all the believers to donate blood.
咁当时咧有一个好好有意义嘅一个嘅行动，就系鼓励咧基督徒咧都去捐血。
Donate blood on November 25th.
就系希望咧大家，但系咧就好特别咧，就系希望大家喺11月25号咧就去一齐去捐血嘅。
What's so special about November 25th?
咁十一月二十五号有咩咁特别咧
？So when non-Christians ask them, why is everybody donating blood on November 25th?
咁其他人就会问啦，点解你要，所以你呢啲基督徒咧都要喺11月25号度咧去
？First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25。
就系咧，因为咧，喺哥林多前书第十一章第二十五节。
After supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it."In remembrance of me,
这杯就是我的血。你
What a creative way to share the gospel!
每逢你喝这杯的时候，就要纪念我。
You see, the gospel is to touch every sphere of society in a holistic way.
因为咧，福音咧系要传俾社会各个角落嘅。
I already passed the time by 3 minutes. I must finish.
咁我就要繼續同大家分享，好快咁樣去分享。
I respect the organizer. This is important to respect the time. I want to summarize.
咁我想就同大家做一個總結。
Persecution threatens the church.
逼迫係會去
Hypocrisy destroys the church.
威脅到教會，
破壞教會，
虛偽破壞教會。
Distraction weakens the church, as recorded in Acts 6.
而喺《使徒行传》第六章，我哋见到咧，分心系会分化教会。
But the Holy Spirit enables the church to face all these challenges.
但系我哋可以倚靠住圣灵咧，去面对呢啲嘅挑战。
And so may we as Grace Church respond like the early church.
但愿咧，我哋华恩堂系可以靠住圣灵咧，去面对呢啲嘅挑战。
Jesus, the whole church, may great fear in Grace Church.Also, we may have.
盼望我哋嘅教会亦都系对神系有一份嘅敬畏，有一份嘅惧怕。
And may Grace Church grow in a deep, abiding fear of God as we commit ourselves to mission.
而因着呢一份嘅敬畏咧，我哋可以更加去对宣教系更加去忠心。
Amen.